Avoid foodborne illness at your picnics and campouts. We're watching the thermometer next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
When it all goes south, your shooting ability will follow it down to your level of training. Train to a higher level, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests. Foodborne illness is hitting families at a variety of summer outings. Teresa Hunsaker with the USU Extension Service helps us avoid a less enjoyable summer memory.
We really do see around holidays foodborne illness, or as all of us like to call it, food poisoning, pick up. The numbers pick up statistically. We're gathering in larger groups. We're holding our food out on tables where perhaps we're enjoying the family too much and not getting that food back into warmers or refrigerators, depending on the food. So one of the very first things that I just have to remind the public is keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. And don't keep them out at room temperature longer than 2 hours. Now, here's the thing too, Brian, that a lot of people don't realize. When I am outside at a picnic table, the temperatures are beyond 85, 90 degrees here in the majority of our Utah areas. And that time frame goes down to 1 hour. So where the old rule back in the kitchen or back in the family room, that type of thing, was 2 hours out at room temperature, when I'm on those warm summer days outside at those picnic sites, it's 1 hour. 1 hour maximum for my hot foods and cold foods to be at outdoor hot temperatures. Most people don't realize that, and that's not one thing we want to share with family and friends.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.